gather around. I'm glad everybody came out tonight.
Yeah, people love podcasts. People love this podcast.
You guys smell it? It smells like Up Dog.
What's Up Dog?
Nothing much, man. So do you. All right. Let's get started.
Wow! What a way to start a football game. I got goosebumps.
It is week two of the playoffs. The semifinals are set, and the battle to avoid being dead last heats up as well. Week one of the playoffs had its bright spots, mostly from Le'Veon Bell, and yep, he just scored another touchdown. Our semifinal matchups are set. Luke and Duncan move on to face Scott and Jared, respectively. But more importantly, we need to have a serious discussion regarding some key losses in the constipation bracket, as well as talking through the proper punishment that will need to come from finishing in last place this season. It is time to welcome in one of those lowly members of the constipation bracket. He fought his way out of the dreaded 11-12 matchup of the bottom of bottoms, but hasn't escaped the pit that can drop him back into dreaded game number 9. Silence of the Michael Sam is back on the pod, this time without the distraction of his work league pickup ball. Brandon, how are things going?
You know, we're doing well. Although we, interestingly enough, did play basketball again tonight, and it actually went really well. Thanks for asking.
Oh, that's awesome. You tweeted last night you were preparing for the podcast watching Everton Arsenal footy with a nice glass of milk. How did the game go? Are you a gooner?
I'm a bit of a gooner. It was unfortunate. I was disappointed. I somehow managed to stay off Twitter all day at work.
Huh.
I didn't know who won, and I was upset, to say the least. But luckily washed out my sorrows with a tall glass of milk. So.
I mean, a glass of milk will fix pretty much everything, right?
Exactly. Hey, I'm drinking one right now.
Attaboy. I wish I was allowed to drink milk in the studio where I had the foresight to bring milk with me.
Brutal.
So do you think Arsenal finished fourth again to finish off to become the true meme?
Oh, yeah. No, they're only allowed to, obviously. Last year was a mistake.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, I don't know. We'll see. No one's beating Chelsea, dude. I hate Chelsea.
Doesn't everybody, though?
Everyone hates Chelsea. All right, and should we talk more soccer?
I'm down to talk as much soccer as we can. I don't think there's really we have the worst games to really talk about. I have like three sentences of notes outside of like milk jokes. So
yeah, I have mostly milk jokes as well. A few Byron Marshall jokes.
Very good.
Other than that, we should be good.
All right. So last year, you went from your fourth place finish as ASAP Locky, made it to the semifinals before you were beaten by a well-rested Heath Miller Band cover band. Shout out to Jared for his back-to-back number 2 seeds. You've now dropped all the way to 11th, a fall that's gone the complete opposite way of Scott, who's gone from waist to foist. What have your emotions been like on this seemingly endless fall to the bottom?
It's just been a tough year, frankly. You know, the team's played hard, but you get some bad breaks, you get some injuries. I think at one point in time, I think I was talking to Luke about this, I think, like, out of my first 8 draft picks, I think, like, only 2 of them were playing. So that was unfortunate. I'm really hoping – who's got Sammy Watkins? I'm hoping he comes back and wins for someone because he was a bust and a half.
Fronik has him. I'm playing against him this week.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it's gonna be great, yeah. And Jamal Charles, I mean, he had a nice year off, so
yeah,
for him as well.
He'll be well rested for next season.
Yeah, he'll be well. My team's gonna be great next year if I draft the same team as this year. So we'll see.
I think that's actually been Pip's problem in the past. Is like you look at his team from 3 seasons ago, and he like was a year too early on everybody. Like he had Cam the year before his MVP season, and then he's like, "Damn it, Cam!" I think he might have had Cam last year too.
Yeah,
but tried to, you know, buy in on that. Pip is really good at forecasting guys who will be good, but not when they'll be good. So
no, definitely not.
Yeah. We'll go over how bad Pitt's team is when we talk about Jordan's matchup in a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
One more thing I want to get to real quick. What are Frito chips? What is this Frito fight debate? What is going on right now? These are regular Fritos, right?
So I'm going to be totally honest. When you tweeted that, I didn't know what you're talking about. I had to search it, which is fine. But I think it's like, are they having like new chip flavors? I think it's a, who is it? What's the chip company? I don't know. Lay's. Is it Lay's?
Lay's, they make chips, yeah.
They make chips. That's what I thought. Hey, you know, I've got the Twitter up right now. What is it? Chip debate?
Yeah, it hashtag chip debate. It was something that Luke tweeted out. He like put up this poll about how good Frito chips are, and I was trying to figure out what the hell Frito chips were. I went out this morning and I went to the store to look for Frito chips. I only found regular Fritos, so I have no idea what Luke is talking about here.
Should I pull him in? Should we pull him in for the pod?
Yeah, can we get a tag team here? We need to figure out what the hell's going on with these Frito chips.
Give me one sec. Let's pause. This is great radio. I'm passing Luke the headphones. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hi. So I asked Brandon about what Frito chips are, because I went out this morning looking for Frito's chips. I don't know what they are. What are Frito chips?
You've never had Fritos?
I've had Fritos before, but I mean, you said like Frito's chips. I don't know. Is it a new kind of Fritos?
No, I just meant Fritos.
Well, why didn't you just say Fritos?
I don't know if everybody would know what I was talking about.
Well, they're just Fritos. Frito chips. That makes it sound like it's a different thing.
Oh, I never would have thought someone would think that.
I thought it was a different thing, because I know Fritos as Fritos.
Oh.
See, you made me get up early to go to the store to look for these new Frito chips. I thought they would be, like, really thin, not weirdly curly Fritos that looked like potato chips, and instead, they're just regular Fritos. Okay, never. You can go now.
I think you're the only one who got confused.
I might have been, yeah.
What'd you vote? Did you vote?
I didn't vote because I didn't have the chips, so I didn't know how to vote because I thought they were a new thing.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Is the poll still open? Can I vote now?
Nah, it's closed.
Damn it.
Solid one. Barely.
All right. Put Brandon back on. I'm upset with myself now. I'm sorry. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rick.
I just have a fake Twitter. Yeah.
We get to the bottom of that?
Yeah, it turns out Fritos chips are just Fritos, and Luke calls them Frito chips.
Oh. Well, so they are chips, though, right? So they are Fritos chips?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, to me, Fritos are...
What do you call them? You just call them Fritos?
They're Fritos.
Let's tweet out another poll. What should we call them? We have our third roommate. Andrew, settle this. You call them Fritos or Frito chips? Fritos. We got to vote for Fritos.
Yeah, see, this is on Luke for making me get out early to go look for damn chips.
I'm amazed. Your effort to actually go and look for them is... That's why you're the best podcast host in the biz, though. That's what they call you.
I guess. So the options were best chip ever, solid, or trash. I thought they were new chips, and it really threw me off. And all I saw were regular Fritos, and so now I'm pissed off. God damn. Come on!
Yeah, I mean, I didn't vote in this poll. I should probably follow Luke on Twitter, huh?
Eh, it's okay.
I have Luke blocked.
Fair enough. Speaking of, I don't know, let's get to the...
Speaking of blocks, how about kickers?
Oh, right. This matchup has kickers, Matt Prater and Nick Novak. It's the least important matchup of the week, as neither team can make it into the last place game, and they can't finish any higher than basically where they are. Pip beat Jordan by 1 point, and Tim took over Austin by 22nd. Congrats to Tim for the second highest score of the week in the Constagration bracket. That's not a word. Pip only has one player on his roster that he drafted. Do you know who it is?
Oh, wait, give me a sec.
You can't cheat and figure out who it is, so I'm trusting you here.
Thomas Rawls.
No.
That's all I got. Well, I mean, I could keep guessing, but
it's Mark Ingram.
I didn't know that he'd draft Mark Ingram. Yep. Did he draft Mark Ingram right before Luke got Lev Bell?
Hold just a, I think no, Mark Ingram was his first round pick, I think.
Oh, gross.
Hold on.
Someone was picked right before Lev Bell, and it was a mistake.
It was Ingram. It was okay. So Pip went when he was Looney Poons at the time. He took Dez Bryant with his first round pick, and then he went Mark Ingram to start off round two. At which point, Le'Veon Bell went right after Devontae Freeman. So it's
Devontae Freeman.
It's Fronik's fault that Le'Veon Bell fell into Luke's lap.
It's just too convenient. Luke has Le'Veon in like two of his leagues, and it's the worst.
Of course he does. He's unbelievable.
He was unmanageable last weekend. He was just erect the entire time. He's a mess. Sorry, that was inappropriate. We'll cut that.
I think that'll be the only part of the pod, really. It'll just be you. He was erect all weekend. And
we'll just that in the intro.
Yeah, that'll be it. Anyways.
That was a fun fact, though.
Yeah, Pip wanted me to bring up that he only has one player on his roster who he drafted, as well as we're going to jump into this a little bit later, but Jordan having more players on his roster that Pip drafted than Pip did when they played last week.
That's beautiful.
So Tim only has five players that he's drafted. He's traded for four, and the rest of his eight are from free agency. Pip recently added Valley Christian Warrior and Pac-12 legend Byron Marshall to his roster. That's the only analysis I need, really. Pip gets the win. Byron leads the way.
Yeah, so my first note for this game is just Pip wins for starting Byron Marsh.
There it is. Okay, so we're on the same page.
Yeah. He had a 9 foot, 3 inch broad jump at the combine. If you do some analytics, that's pretty much 69.
Very nice. Okay.
He's a math. So there's that. But also, Demarius Targaryen has Moncrief, and Moncrief position rank 69. So.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I know. So it's 1-1 in the 6-9 count.
Huh.
We'll have to do further analytics to decide this one. No, I was talking to Luke about Pip's team earlier. I think Pip has all the players that I'm, like, super okay not being on my team. Like, Thomas Rawls, I'm like, yeah, he's fine. It's okay. Rishard Matthews, I don't know, he could be okay. But Marquise Lee's actually been nice, which is just literally no one expected that coming. So one point for Pip.
I guess that's it. Actually, yeah, no, that's a really interesting point that's a lot of people he'd be like, okay. I mean, I drafted Rawls, I think, in the third round. I was just kind of like, all right. I just wanted to make sure I got Christine Michael. Turns out he's also very bad, so.
Turns out whoopsies.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my first thought when I looked at his roster. I was like, he's a bunch of players that I would just be so okay with.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not writing home to mama about the Jameson Crowder, Rishard Matthews, Marquise Lee, trifecta.
Yeah, it's not too special. Do you have anything on Tim's team, or do we just need to stop that we've brought up Byron Marshall?
Yeah, we've already talked B-Marsh. So, no, I do say I think Tim's got a nice team. You know, unfortunately, he's kind of just going to be wasting away in this pretty much useless game. Also, so low-key, I didn't really know how this bracket worked until yesterday.
Right.
So that was fun.
Did you not see the graphic I posted on the group page where I drew arrows saying where people went?
To be honest, I did, and like I didn't spend enough time to really figure that out. I kind of just like looked at it, and I was like, oh, I can look at that if I need to fix that. But it was very helpful when I was doing my research last night.
Okay, well, that's good.
But no, I mean, yeah, this game should be interesting. It could be high scoring. We'll see. But no, Tim's actually got a pretty solid team. You know, Rogers is finally awake from his coma. One of those December guys. And then Sproles, I'm pretty sure I saw him die last week, so he might want to make a move in the roster there. Because did you see that hit last week? That was one of the worst hits I've, like, ever seen.
No, I did
not. Poor Sproles. Oh, my gosh. He was back returning a punt, and he, like, I don't think the ball wasn't 5 yards from him, and he just got laid out by this dude. It was remarkably dirty.
Oof.
So might have to make a sub there. But Carlos Hyde against Atlanta should be okay. I mean, Carlos Hyde against the Jets last week was like, he had 20-yard carries that like I could have had. That's just gross. But, you know, you can't really, it's tough to go against a team that has Antonio Brown. That Cincinnati matchup's fine. I think my poor Broncos are going to not make the playoffs mostly because the Steelers are about to win out, and then I think the Ravens will probably win out too. So, and Antonio Brown's a big part of that. Double Antonio's though. He has Gates too. One little sabermetrics for you. But no, I mean, I think Tim wins this one pretty easily. I don't like, it's a miracle that Pitt isn't. How did Pitt avoid this, the bottom bracket? Like, I'm still so confused. What's going on here?
Well,
witchcraft.
Well, Pitt won, and so he bounces up. And basically, once you get to this, that they're in, it's game consolation four, you can only go down to game eight, which means you can't end up in the worst of
can't
the worst.
Can't end up in game nine.
Right.
Yeah, I thought when I won my first game, I was just, like, sitting pretty. But turns out I'm very not.
No. You finishing 11th overall did not help you.
That did me no favors.
Yeah, you got to try one more week before you can just kind of give up, basically.
I chill out.
All right.
Chill out, guys. This match will be finished. I honestly, if Byron Marshall gets more than like 3 points, I think we all win. So.
Yeah, that'll be true.
That'll be true.
Yeah. Next up, it's a top three matchup overall this week. Coming in at number three, our 12-10 matchup: Gurley, You Can't Be Serious versus Allen Robinson, Low Key Thick. Rest in peace. In peace. To 69-year-old Alan Thick. The loser of this game will only have 1 week to get their team together to not finish in last place. Jordan got this spot by having more players on his roster that Pip drafted in his starting lineup. The key is you don't want to have Pip's players on your team. Jordan got a combined 17.9 from his quarterback Tyrod Taylor, Dez Bryant, Colby Fleener, and the Jets defense. Keep in mind, 15 points came from Tyrod Taylor. That's how bad Jordan / Pip's team is. Before we get into the matchup, Jordan brought up stand-up comedy as a potential punishment for finishing in last place, not for this season necessarily, but possibly for next season. What do you think about this new amendment to the league?
I think that's a great idea. I was very close to spending like 20 minutes at work today just Googling like open mic in San Diego. So like already get ready for it. Because I think that would be so goddamn fun. It'd be great too, like, everyone out there. Or like if you can't make it out for the draft and you'd have to like go do it at some random open mic and get someone to film it, which would almost be worse.
That's true. That would motivate a lot more people to get down in person.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a great idea. I could not support it more. The other one, I was thinking, for the league I'm in with all the people I work with, if you finish in last place, you have to retake the ACT. kind of brutal. So, that'd be fun. And I think it costs like $70, too. So.
Oh, that's very harsh.
Yeah, and it's just like just a waste of a Saturday. So, I don't necessarily know if I enjoy that. I think a little stand-up comedy would be more fun.
That's a lot more lighthearted than having someone drop $70. Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever hate myself more. I think I would quit fantasy football if that was the punishment.
I would try so much harder than I am now to avoid having to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So back to the matchup here. Hold on. Andrew is having his own issues, mostly just having bad players. He left Buck 50 Bilal Paul on his bench, who scored 32. Bilal Paul, as well as DeSean Jackson, who scored 17 on his bench, which would have helped as 8 of the 10 players didn't break 10 points on his lineup. My key to this one is I look back at the season week 6. Andrew played Pip, and Pip got the better of Andrew. So based on Jordan essentially having the same team that Pip had at that time, I have to go with Pip getting his second win of the week this week over the Andrew under the name of Allen Robinson, Low Key Thick. What do you think about this that one?
How many points does Jordan get just for having great team names? Absolutely remarkable.
He gets
like
0 points. I'm surprised he went all of last week with just the one team name. Like, I'm surprised it took him until like yesterday to change it.
Yeah, I can't keep up. It's amazing. No, I don't know if I've ever seen, maybe I'm just not paying enough attention, but the line on this matchup is remarkable. Jordan's just by 26 points. He could like rest two players and still be favored.
Although, I mean, Andrew did start two guys on bye, and he did beat you. So I don't know if.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I don't know if Jordan necessarily wants to go through that strategy.
That was good talk.
All right. Yeah. See you later. We will cover the last matchup anyways. We don't need to talk about your team.
No, I think Jordan should win by a lot in this week. I did some fun facts. Did you know that Phil Rivers has as many fumbles as he does children this year? So check that out. Which is pretty cool. Did you?
Oh I thought your fun fact was just going to be that he has a lot of children.
No. Not just does he have a lot of children. He has 7 children, and it also has 7 fumbles. So, pretty cool. You wonder, though, what's more likely? Is he going to finish this year with no more fumbles? Because you wonder, like, which one's going to go up next, you know, a kid or a fumble? It's like coin flip, really.
We should have had – we need to get in contact with Jared to see if he knows if Philip Rivers has knocked up his wife again.
Bring in our Chargers fans. Philip Rivers has a lot of fun facts. I found that one pretty good. He's still in there. Andrew Stone is still starting Michael Floyd, who was definitely released today.
That's nice.
So DUIs, more like DUI, don't really care about fantasy. I see you, Andrew Stone, encouraging drunk driving. That's fine. Think about the children.
Found passed out in his car. That's how drunk he was.
Was that Michael Floyd?
Ooh, yeah.
Yuck. That's tough.
Woof.
Not what you want to hear. Way to support the kids there. Way to support drunk driving, Andrew Stone. Fine. I think my final fun fact about this game, Robert Kelly, a.k.a. R. Kelly. You know the whole thing about R. Kelly? People always, like, talk about how he, like, urinates on girls.
Right. I have heard that
happened at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in 2002? He performed at the opening ceremony.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's not talked about enough. That's a major event. Like, who invites R. Kelly to that?
Yeah. More importantly, R. Kelly performed at the opening of the Olympics in Salt Lake City in 2002.
That's why the United States hasn't gotten an Olympic game since. Like,
no. Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
Wow. That makes a lot more sense now.
So, thanks a lot, R. Kelly. but also, I think Robert Kelly's not a really good week. So.
All right. Very nice.
I think Jordan should win by a decent amount here. Honestly, David Johnson might just, like, he might go left bell this week against New Orleans. If that Arizona team has anything left in them, they'll put up a decent fight. And David Johnson could have 6 touchdowns, for all we know.
I don't think he'll score that many.
We'll see.
New Orleans isn't that bad, and Carson Palmer's going to want to try and prove he's not, like, 90 years old. And
that's true. That's unfortunate.
So, yeah.
Carson Palmer. Bummer. Yeah. Bummer, dude. Steve Smith also. Steve Smith talking trash to the Pats fans last week? I didn't see that, but one of my buddies showed me it worked today. It was pretty funny.
What did Smith say?
I think Steve Smith was like, I believe it was something along the lines of making fun of like a fan's mom for sucking him off. So that's pretty cool.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. I know. Honestly, huh. Steve Smith, would you rather, here's a little embrace debate for you. Would you rather fight Steve Smith or Aqib Talib? Because I think Aqib Talib would actually murder someone. But Steve Smith came back from an Achilles injury, and so I'm pretty sure he's superhuman.
No, Steve Smith scares me. I'd much rather fight Aqib Talib.
Yeah. Like Aqib Talib will poke you in the eyes, man.
That's fine. I can take that. Steve Smith, I think, like, actually would go too far, though. Like, once you get started, he would, like, actually try and kill me. I think Aqib Talib would, like, he'd hit you a couple times. He'd get me in a chokehold because there's no way I'm beating Aqib Talib. He'd get me in a chokehold, I'd tap out, and he'd be like, "You done? I told you I'd beat your ass."
Dude, my thing with Aqib Talib would be just his voice. You ever hear his intros? Oh my, it's so funny. He's straight out of that Key and Peele skit. Aqib Talib, Kansas. Like, dude, what are you? I think Steve Smith would probably just like bite your Achilles heel and then eat it. So yeah, I'd go advantage Steve Smith in that matchup. I don't know. I mean, Jordan's team's pretty good.
Is it, though?
No, I mean, it's not. But, like, it's better than Andrew's team.
Andrew's not even a real team
at this point in time. So.
Yeah, I mean, any team that's starting Tavon Austin, DeAndre Hopkins, and a recently released Michael Floyd is not going to be set up well for success.
At this point, he has to leave Michael Floyd in.
Maybe
he'll come back. Who knows?
Probably. That's true. He could get picked up.
Yeah.
The thing is with Andrew is he always gets stuck in these weird situations where he's still like 2 moves away from having a full roster and he just like doesn't set his lineup. So, I mean, Andrew, look at your lineup. Just sub out Michael Floyd for DeSean Jackson and you'd actually probably beat Jordan.
You might have a chance. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the fourth most important matchup this week. It is between Brandan against Austin. Bend it like Beckham Jr. against Silence of the Michael Sam. Austin is getting dangerously close to following the same path that Scott was on last season. In 2015, Scott lost his first game in the congregation bracket by 1 point, lost his second game by 17, and then fell into the pittiest of pits in the final game against myself, where he lost by 21. I won my fifth game all season, making my way up to 11th place. Austin has now lost to Tim, is in danger of taking the longest road from fourth place to possibly finishing no higher than 11th. Brandan, you're trying to do the opposite here, go from 11th to 7th. A win guarantees that you won't have to do stand-up, pay for shipping, or whatever else we come with. Austin going with the boldest of bold strategies, sticking with the Rams defense, who over the last 6 weeks have gone 10, 9, 9, negative 8, negative 3, and then 1. They're the number 24 fantasy defense, and they need a lot of help when they play the Seahawks on a short week. More from guys like James Laryngitis and Dick Bass.
Hopefully.
So, what do you think of your matchup this week against Austin?
First off, we got to pour one out for Jeff Fisher.
I don't think we have to.
I don't think we have to? All right. That was talking Jeff Fisher. So this I think this matchup is going to be really like upsettingly close for me, which I'm just already really annoyed about. It's going to come down to like an Aguayo field goal on Sunday night, and I think I'm going to cry. I think they actually have some pretty good teams here. Relatively speaking, good teams. But I am laughing all the way to the bank that Kaepernick's projected for more points than Tommy B this weekend.
No, he's not.
He is. Swear on it.
That is disgusting. That is disgusting.
14. Yeah, sabermetrics.
Oh. So, Atlanta's pass defense isn't that bad. I mean,
Kaepernick's just going to run.
They're 32nd against quarterbacks fantasy-wise, so that's fine. I mean, the Falcons defense isn't, like, amazing, but really, you're going to project Colin Kaepernick more points than Tom Brady? Oh.
Tom Brady's in Denver. He's got no chance. He had negative points.
Now,
that's what worries me so much about this matchup is that, like, there's this possibility where I'm just watching Tom Brady not only beat the Broncos, but also just put me into the bottom of the pit. And it would be tough. It'd be a tough day for me. So I'm just going to I should do? I'm just going to do the counter drink. Tom Brady's going to have 4 touchdowns easily. Absolutely. And 3 of them are going to Deion Lewis. So. I'm going to lose this fantasy matchup by 17 points.
I don't know. By you saying that you're going to try and reverse jinx it, I think you've just...
Yeah, it goes
that's
all,
not going to work. It's actually going to happen probably now.
When you're actually looking at this matchup, it's kind of funny because both his running backs are projected for more points than mine, but all 3 of my receivers are projected to do better than his, which is, you know, a little fun fact. So it's also good having the Odell against Odell team.
Right.
Matchup. Yeah. So it's a little fun, interesting, juicy.
I actually really do
like Odell against Detroit this weekend. Although those games are really tough to watch, man. But he only needs like one slant route and then it all of a sudden he has 18 points. So
that is that's about it.
And then that could happen at least once against Detroit.
Well, I guess Austin did get the better of the team name versus real Odell Beckham back in week 7. So I guess you got a shot of revenge here.
Yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need. it should be a good one. It'll probably – Jordan Reed, is he, like, going to be alive? Can we confirm or deny this?
I think he's going to be alive. I haven't heard he's died.
Okay. I guess I'll have to – I wonder if Keekly's going to play. If Keekly plays for Carolina, then that – should be nice for me, hopefully. Another fun fact I had.
Okay.
So, do you know, guess Brandon Cooks, guess his 40 time in the combine?
4.4.
4.33. Guess Pat Peterson's 40 time, the guy who would probably be guarding him.
4.31.
4.34.
Ooh,
so,
interesting.
I know. That's going to be a tight matchup. That actually would be... I'd be down to just watch those two just race. We should make that. Can we get a fancy just like people running league? Is there a fancy track and field?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure it's not like a sanctified CBS or ESPN thing.
Probably not ESPN.
Yeah, you probably have to make your own fantasy running league.
We'll talk about this on my fantasy running podcast.
For sure.
After our soccer podcast.
Yeah, let's start the soccer one up first, though.
Okay.
Just to be sure.
Last fun fact I have, or maybe I can call this trivia. Guess how old Terrell Pryor is? This blew my mind.
He is 25.
He's 27.
Ooh.
How old does that make you feel?
Jeez,
I thought Terrell, I could have sworn Terrell Pryor was like, I feel like he grad, I don't know, that's really weird to me. I also get him and Braxton Miller confused all the time. So.
That I understand. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, Terrell Pryor, already 27, career quarterback rating, 69.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Are you worried that he is so garbage that he's going to be stinking up your lineup here?
Yeah.
Especially over the GOAT, Taylor Gabriel?
I know. I'm confused. I don't know what to do about the Taylor Gabriel thing. Is your boy Julio going to play? Is he going to be good?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I've cursed myself with Julio, seeing as the last time I had him was in 2013, and he broke his foot and only played in 5 games. So it was only a matter of time before Julio went down because of me, really.
Hurts me to hear.
Yeah. I would drop Terrell Pryor and I would play Coleman and Gabriel and go all in with Falcons against the Niners.
Yeah, I'll probably end up doing that.
That's fair.
Terrell Pryor's just trash. I just laughed so hard when I saw the thing today that like Terrell Pryor was like, yeah, I was trash.
Okay, well, you admitted it,
like,
so.
Kind of like jokes on you. That's pretty fun. Yeah, I'll probably put in Gabriel. He was so funny last week. I was like running errands at the beginning of those Sunday afternoon games. And like when I left the grocery store, Taylor Gabriel had 0 points. And then when I like got home and like put all my groceries away, he had like 17. Like, he had like one really big play.
Jeez.
You would know. But
yeah.
It was cool.
That's yeah.
Andy. And I was like, well, that's exactly what I expected to happen. So.
All right, so what is your game prediction then for this one?
I don't know, because I like a lot. I've probably just talked myself into it, but I think Kaepernick against Atlanta is going to be nice. I think they'll be down a lot. I think LeGarrette Blount's going to run all over Denver. We saw against Marcus last week, the Broncos just cannot stop the running game. So LeGarrette Blount can get 100 yards and a touchdown easily. Spencer Ware against Tennessee, I feel like Kansas City will probably be ahead in that game. So hopefully he'll probably get a lot of touches. I already talked about Odell against Detroit. Larry Fitz against New Orleans. I mean, should be a lot of points there. And then what, Jason Witten, he's good. He's old, but he's good.
Very reliable.
Very, just so reliable. And then, I honestly, I'm calling it now, big week for my boy Aguayo. Rod's going to go all out. On Sunday night, this is the night. He's going to be back.
When he put up 1 point and the Eagles defense put up -1 point after I claimed that they would put up a combined zero, how much like honor and dignity did you like feel towards me of like how proud you were for me to get that one right?
Well, that's why everyone calls you. You're the best podcast guy in the biz, man. That's what we're here for.
All right, now that's going into the intro for next week's.
That's why Mako. Is it Mako who's the ad? Oh, Mako pays the big bucks. I can never remember.
What?
Maybe I get a different ad than you guys do.
I don't know. I don't even listen to my own podcast, honestly.
To be honest, the last time I was on a podcast, I didn't listen to my own episode because I didn't like the sound of my own voice.
It's so terrifying. I hate it. Like,
yeah.
That's
brutal.
I read commercials here sometimes and I hear my own voice and I change the station. Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough stuff. That's the life of being a young and famous fantasy analyst.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'll get through it eventually, but definitely not
we'll
this year. I'm going the opposite way. I think Austin wins. I think he wins big, and I'm going to go all out.
Hurts.
I'm going to say he gets the league high score for the week.
Wow!
And you get stuck in the rematch with Andrew for last place when you have to ship the trophy back to Scott or even Duncan.
Oh man. That hurts.
Yeah.
The thing is, so like if Luke wins and I lose, that's like kind of an ideal situation for me. So.
Yeah, but I'm like Jordan like said though. Like if there's no actual like, well, obviously if Luke wins, then we don't have to move the trophy anywhere, which means basically we delay the payment at some point to something else. So you'll pay eventually.
You know, I appreciate what you're doing here. Actually, you're doing the counter jinx thing that I couldn't do. So this is exactly what I needed.
Again, you bring up the counter jinx, and it just reverses the fact that you said it's a counter jinx. If you hadn't said anything, I probably would have been wrong, because that's what I'm likely to be.
That's what you're known for.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Brandon, for being on. Appreciate you settling the Fritos debate.
This has been great.
Go enjoy a big glass of milk and rooting Arsenal to finish fourth.
I'm going to find some Fritos chips.
Well, now it's time for a change in tone, pace, tempo, and language. We bring in Scott of the number one seed Full Hauschka squad, a change that has gone from waist to foist in only one season. He enjoyed his bye last week by only starting Derek Carr. He got a solid 5. Welcome back, Scott. How was the bye week in Colorado?
Good day, Rick. It was excellent. Sluk and Brandon showed me a great time out there. And now I'm well-rested for the big week.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you about your bye week. Do you think your team maybe would be better rested and prepared had you gone somewhere warm rather than cold?
Yeah, we'll see. Only Derek traveled to Colorado, so everyone else stayed in California, where it's kind of warm.
Okay, so how did you know, I mean, why did you only bring Derek with you then to Colorado? What was your decision behind that?
I was hoping that Derek could keep me company through the lonely bye week with no fantasy team to root for. He'd still be there for me with his large hands.
Interesting, right, of course. Always a key factor when you decide who to bring on a trip. Now, speaking of your voice to foist change up here. I want to get your take on the proposed stand up for last place amendment that Jordan has brought up for punishment. Last year, you split the cost of shipping the Biro trophy to you, Luke. What do you think of this new proposed punishment?
I say stand up, get up. I'm all for it, mostly because I'm not going to lose this year.
Right, but so. It would be for next season, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I don't see myself losing next season either.
Wow, you're that confident, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a big fan. Jordan coming through with another great idea. How do you feel about it?
I'm not too sure about it, honestly. I mean...
Because you're scared?
I mean, I'm not scared. I can't finish last either this year. I'm also going to put myself down as not finishing last for next year. But, I mean... I don't know, just the chances of all of us getting together, finding a stand-up club. I just think we could find something better that we could do, I think, rather than just stand-up.
Right. It's just it's a move in the right direction, though. Something embarrassing that we can all enjoy in person is the main goal, I feel. And it can't be that hard to find an open mic.
That is true. Yeah, especially if we did SoCal again. I'm sure there would be dozens. So speaking of that trophy, I saw the snaps you sent. Did you touch the trophy, or did you pertain to NHL tradition where you don't touch the trophy until you win it?
No, I did not touch the trophy.
Okay.
I didn't even make eye contact with it.
Okay.
Those are no-look pictures I sent you.
They were great pictures. But, really good focus.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty good at taking pictures with my eyes closed.
All right. Let's get on to the second least important matchup of the week. That's the one between myself, $6 million McManus, against Hoke Gone Mountain.
Hoke's gone, dude.
Yeah, he's definitely gone now with Levitt coming in. Basically, Fronik and I play each other.
By Levitt Bell.
Okay, all right, very good name. It's an okay name.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. Basically, Fronik and I play each other the next 2 weeks to battle it out for fifth and sixth place. Just as we finished in the regular season. These games basically mean nothing as the losers of the semifinal games play for third place next week. I lost to Luke mostly because Lev Bell himself, turns out starting Macklin and his 2 points played out for me. And, Le'Veon Bell just scored another touchdown again. He just did that. Fronik was in a tight one, as I thought, but he eventually did lose to Duncan, as Duncan lost Melvin Gordon, likely for the rest of our playoff season, as well as Fronik putting up the second lowest score of the week. It's 4 players drafted on their roster versus 6 players drafted on their roster. Starting off round 1 of a back-to-back matchup here, who do you see getting the least important victory of the season?
Ooh, least important victory of the season. Well, I mean, I've been talking to Luke all weekend, so he's got me going on the anti-Fronik propaganda. Fronik as a person. Love you, Fronik, but we don't like your team. I do like CJ Fedorowicz.
Right.
I saw that one before anywhere else did. I just want to remind everyone.
Probably other than Luke, though.
Besides Luke. But did Luke pick him up off waivers? I don't know.
He did not, no. He just knew of him from his Iowa days, really.
Really? I mean, same. I've been a Hawks fan since the beginning, so. I like your team. Is Julio Jones going to play this week?
I don't think he is, actually. Apparently his turf toe is actually a toe sprain, I don't like his chances of playing. I know for a fact I'm playing Justin Hardy again this week because it doesn't matter. I'm really confident in the Falcons' defense against the 49ers being terrible. I think Khalil Mack version 2.0, a.k.a. Vic Beasley, is going to help lead my Falcons not only to victory on the field but in fantasy over Fronik. Big defense points for sure.
Huge.
Yeah, Fronik's team, really not that great. Ben Roethlisberger didn't have a great outing against Cincinnati. Wasn't great against the road or on the road. Devontae Freeman's been losing goal line touches to Tevin Coleman. Michael Crabtree's not very good. Sammy Watkins is dependent on, of all people, Tyrod Taylor. I think Cleveland wins this week against Buffalo, so put that down for a lock of the week. Brandon Marshall.
Lock of the week.
Brandon Marshall doesn't have a quarterback throwing to him. And then Alshon Jeffrey is a Reuter. So what's even the point of having him play the game? I think Fronik should be. I'm going to hack the ESPN system. I'll make sure Alshon Jeffrey doesn't actually end up with points because I don't think Fronik should be allowed to play him. So I like
That's
my team this week.
He still is.
I guess, so do you have, I mean, should we even continue talking about this anymore or should we get to what really matters?
Yeah, I'm just sorry you LaFell from Grace in the first round, but I believe you Cam win this weekend, this coming weekend.
Wow.
It does?
Wow, yeah. That's strong.
That's so funny it hurts.
Stop it.
Don't be McCoy about it. It's funny.
All right. I emailed myself my notes, and then they didn't save when I sent them. All right, so here we go. Now to the important games, starting with number 2 versus number 3 of matchup, Jared, a Rivers runs through it, versus Duncan, Marcus, and Recreation. The former roommates of the Tigers then meet in the playoffs with a spot in the finals on the line. Duncan came through with the win, but he is likely to be without one of his staples, Melvin Gordon, with a knee sprain, as well as some questions as who he will start at quarterback and flex. It's a game that's kind of loaded with Thursday night players, so looking at everything here, who do you have getting the first spot in the finals, Scott?
Well, I got Jared. Hold on just a second, everybody. Just a quick second. We're good radio right now. Hold on. Did you feel that dead air?
Oh, I'm just going to edit it out later.
Perfect. No, I got Jared. Mostly because Melvin and Zeke finally looked bad last week. So, yeah. What are your notes?
Let's start with Jared's team. The Seahawks, they stopped the run very well, and they have been really bad against the pass, obviously, when you look at that Packers game from last week. And the Rams only have 3 days under this new interim head coach to get things going. I don't think Gurley can get going, especially because they're going to be run-reliant. Goff doesn't have...
Gurley can't be serious.
I am very serious, and don't call me Gurley. Goff, in the passing game, is going to struggle... because he's not a good quarterback and he doesn't have good wide receivers. The real question is with Duncan's side having Baldwin, the Seahawks defense at home, which is key, and Hauschka, is that really going to outweigh Russell and Gurley on Jared's side?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Seahawks. I hate to see that many Seahawks in one matchup. I don't really know. I don't think Seahawks are going to put up any points this week, so... I think it won't matter in the end.
None points for the Seahawks.
Okay. But not none.
Not literally. So not literally none, but like not a lot of points in the end.
Yeah, like 1 to 2 points total.
All right. If so, then let's look at Duncan's team. If it's his quarterback decision between Andrew Luck and the GOAT Marcus Mariota, it's going to be about 0 degrees in Kansas City. That's Chicago. It's going to be less under 20 degrees pretty much the entire game in Kansas City, versus Andrew Luck, who's going up against your defense that you have on your team, but we'll get to match up later. The Minnesota Vikings. Who, if you're Duncan, who gives you the best chance to try and beat Jared?
Well, good question. Don't know if Marcus can play in the cold weather. We do played in cold weather in Corvallis, I feel like, a couple times. You got to go Marcus.
Did you say Marcus? Your phone kind of cut out there.
Yeah, Marcus. All
right.
Like Mariota.
Oh, Mariota. Okay, yeah. Your phone, the quality just kind of pooped out there a little bit.
Verizon.
Classic. Can you hear me now? No, I can't, Verizon. Unbelievable.
Ha ha.
Go ahead. No, you're the guest.
Not you, really.
All right. Well, the other thing I was going to say is it's going to be really interesting with the running back matchups in this one. Obviously, Elliott and being able to fill in Howard for Gordon with him being out is big for Duncan. But I really think the interesting thing here is Jared going with the Packers defense, who had a great game because they got 5 interceptions from Russell Wilson mostly. But that game in Chicago, it's going to start off at 0 degrees at kickoff, and then it's going to get colder. It'll be 0 degrees, like I said, at kickoff, negative 18 degrees Celsius for everyone keeping score at home and in your Celsius degrees. I don't know how that game is going to work out, because that's supposed to be colder than the Snow Bowl that the Packers and Seahawks were supposed to play in last week. There's something about it to me that game I think is not going to work out well for really anyone. Slight advantage Jared, since there's likely to not be a whole lot of offense in that game. But, I mean, a lot of cold weather coming in. I mean, here in Eugene, it's supposed to be another snowpocalypse and major ice storm coming in. Yeah, it's going to get nasty, I guess.
Are you going to be all right?
I'll be fine. Yeah, my drive home is like 4 minutes, so I'll be good.
Is Fat Cat going to be all right, though?
Fat Cat will be kept very warm from her blubber.
Until you harvest it to make candles.
That'll be a good use for the Fat Cat, for sure. And then her furs blanket, it'll be fine. It'll be great.
Great.
It's awesome.
I guess oil is what you would use to burn. Like oil blubber, you turn it into oil and then you burn it.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in it, but I mean, you burn oil like a candle. It's all the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Right. That's fair. So are we both taking Jared in this one then?
I'm taking Jared just one more spite to Duncan. And not against you, Duncan, against that you drafted the two best running backs and that no one else saw. So I just kind of got to root against him. So Jared.
Yeah, I'm taking Jared mostly because he's got the wide receiver advantage. Evans, your boy Cooper, Jordan Matthews, and also Tyreek Hill. They've all been pretty phenomenal so far this year, especially Hill, who's come out of nowhere. I mean, when Jordan Matthews is your wide receiver 3, I mean, you've got a pretty solid team. So that leaves us with one matchup left. It's the biggest matchup of the week for sure. Saved by Lev Bell versus Full Hauschka. That's Scott versus you, Luke. Luke put up a week high with Lev Bell putting up almost... What?
Me, Luke. Did you call me Luke?
No, I think I called you Scott. I don't know. We'll listen to the tape later. We'll figure out what's going on. Luke put up a league high. Lev Bell almost put up 50 because 49.8 is not 50 points. And Le'Veon Bell did score another touchdown. I can't confirm. He did drop $11 on Kenneth Farrow. I don't know who that is. AJ Green might be back in our number one team this week. You will roll into town with your two tight end train, your top running backs with Lamar and Murray, the real MVP, Matt Ryan, will be crushing Luke's Niners in A-Town. Scott, you lived a week inside the home, getting time to get inside the mind of your opponent. What are your thoughts on Luke's one-trick pony team?
Well, I'm way inside his head. I can tell you that much. I know all his tricks. I know all his plans. I know his moves before he's going to make them. I don't know who this Kenneth Farrow is, though. So, oh, it's a San Diego running back I see now. Yeah. I'm scared, though. I am scared.
Why? What's going through your mind here?
Well, rolling in 9-4, I mean, the bye week is good, but, like, do you always want a bye week? Like, who knows? I mean, maybe my players had a better week last week than they will this week. I'm joking, but we'll see. I only scored 5 points last week, so this week could hold anything.
It's true. You can really only go anywhere but up from a 5-point week. You're setting yourself up for success, is what you're doing.
That's really what I wanted. I wanted to show the like trending up after I win this week.
Right.
Scoring anywhere over 5, I'll be trending up.
There you go. That's all. No,
that's huge. That's huge out here. You got to trend up in this league.
For sure. I think. Oh, go ahead.
Has Lavelle, and Lavelle is real scary because he can score 70 points. So.
That is true. Did he? Oh, he almost scored again, but he didn't. It was a passing touchdown by Le'Veon Bell. So I guess he got another 4 points. I do think you've got a major advantage. Being able to choose between the GOAT, Matt Ryan, and the second GOAT, Derek Carr at quarterback, while Luke is going with Carson Palmer, who's really been, he's been bad. He is not a good quarterback, and even with a favorable matchup against New Orleans, I really don't like his week. Two interceptions and a fumble last week while throwing only 2 touchdowns against Miami isn't that great. I just don't think he's got that advantage. Le'Veon Bell, obviously very good. I know all about that for sure. Probably could personally outscore all of the 3 other running backs in this matchup. But Kansas City is pretty average against the run. They've been getting a little bit better. And the Jaguars are just about as okay on the run. Gave up 68 yards and a touchdown last week when Denver came into town. No, they didn't play Denver last week. It was Minnesota. So that game, that game was bad.
Yeah.
Also, how does Luke keep getting the defense that's playing the Browns like the same week over and over again?
It's a contract he signed before the season began. It was that he got every defense that plays the Browns.
Right.
We all were there. Oh, I'll find it.
I did. I think I missed that. I was throwing up.
Yeah. You didn't drink enough Pedialyte. It's fine.
Yeah, I think I might have been throwing up Pedialyte, actually. So what are your thoughts on your wide receivers? You look at your guys, Allen Robinson, Willie Snead, Golden Tate, against A.J. Green, T.Y. Hilton, and Emmanuel Sanders. Are you worried about that as well, or do you think your guys can come through here?
Oh, yeah, big time worried about it. Tate, I don't know if he's going to have a good week. Luke's not starting Matt Stafford, so... I'm not sure if that's because he thinks the Giants are a good pass defense or he doesn't want to give me Tate points. Snead is, he could be 10 points or he could be 1 point. And I got to roll with A-Rob even though I really hate myself for doing it. Got to do it one last time. But hopefully not the last time.
Do you really not like, I mean, Houston's got a pretty decent pass defense, and obviously Robinson hasn't been what we thought we were, but, I mean, he hasn't even broken 10 points. And think about your two tight end train, though.
Whoa, whoa!
Ooh, that was nice. I like that.
Yeah, we got the whistle in here, so anytime you want the two tight end train whistle, just let me know.
Whoa, whoa!
Yeah, I want all the time.
All right.
Oh, there it is again. That's probably enough of that.
All right.
Two tight end train is going to carry me to the championship. So, find Kelce and Olsen, I guess, for me. I mean, Kelce's playing so good that I can't not start him. Even though I really want to start someone like TJ Yeldon or Kenny Britt at flex, I'm going to put it in check.
Yeah, he's gotten four straight weeks of over 100 yards receiving. I mean, hasn't gotten a touchdown in any of those games, but still, I mean, that's with the receptions, that's over 12 points in every single week. So you can't not play that guy.
Mm. And I got so many wide receivers. You get off the two tight end train real quick. I got so many receivers. I have no idea really who I should be starting besides Taint. So if you have any suggestions,
you know. Looking at your roster,
Inman?
Inman maybe is the only guy I would think about putting in over Tate. Three touchdowns the last 3 weeks. I mean, that's about it. I mean, that depends on how much do you trust your Raiders secondary to be pretty terrible on the road.
Yeah.
So against
they could do it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is who is Eli Apple going to cover in the Detroit game? Is he going to be on Tate or is he going to be on Marvin Jones? Or is he going to be floating around? So the only guy I would think to put in over Tate would be Inman, and then that's where that would stop.
I'll put him in, man.
Oh, all right. You're taking my advice then.
No, I probably won't.
All right. But also fair. So what is your final prediction for the week, and do you have any last words that you'd like to get out there against Luke's team?
Yeah, well, if this is the end for me, it was a great season. I'm happy we could all share my success. Thank you. His love fell, my score 70.
All right. Well, so I guess that means you're taking Luke to win then?
No, I got me by 60.
Okay, very nice. I'm going the other way. I think Luke's wide receivers are going to, as well as Lev Bell, obviously, are going to take him to get to the finals again with a rematch against Jared, believe it or not.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunate.
Shake it up.
I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to try and work into my rigging skills just to see how that works, and I'll make sure Luke doesn't make it into the finals, though.
Hey, could you?
Yeah.
I want to see me and Dunk in the finals.
That might be asking
a
lot. I think I can only get one team into the finals, but I mean, I'll definitely try and get, you know, two new teams into the finals, though. That'll be good.
Yeah. Can you get Jordan in there?
Oh, no. His team is too bad. Yeah. He's too bad. So it's unfortunate for Jordan. I could lock him into the consolation championship poop game, and he could have to do stand up next year, I guess. I don't know.
Poop game? That'd be great.
All right. Yeah, I'll work on first getting you into the final, then Duncan into the final, and then Jordan into the poop bowl. So
poop bowl. All right.
All right, good stuff, Scott. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks,
I hope
everyone.
To have you on in a couple weeks to talk about the championship game.
Yeah, I plan to be there.
I hope to see you there.
Wait, can you spell ICUP for me real quick?
I-C-U-P.
Ah!
Oh, I see what you did there. Real immature, Scott.
B.
That's going to do it for our Week 2 playoff matchup previews on the Semi-Pro Ducks Fantasy Football Podcast. If you're still going on in the playoffs in your own fantasy league, or possibly in a situation like our own where you need to avoid finishing in last place, listen to Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Radio here in Eugene at 8 a.m. on 95.3 The Score. The guys on the show will be giving out all the last-minute information you need to make the best start-sit advice for your own lineup before all the early morning games kick off. Don't forget this week as well, games on Saturday. Once again, thank you for listening to the Semi-Pro Ducks Fantasy Football Podcast.